It's great to welcome Simone Leslie to the studio today. Hi, Simone.
Hey, Steve. It's great to be here.
Now, we are starting a weekly little chat, and I'm hoping this develops into something really interactive with our listeners as well. And, of course, if you've got any questions at any time, text it through 0439 78117. We're talking words of life and really the words that we say both internally and externally, I would imagine, have real power. In fact, it's kind of the power of life and death, as the scripture says, is in the power of the tongue.
Absolutely. Proverbs 18:21 is very literal. What we speak over ourselves and over other people, we can create.
Now, I guess the key question that we're talking about here is, what are you asking for in your, you know, in that internal or external discussion that you have, or monologue or dialogue, whatever it might be?
Absolutely. Our internal dialogue is very key, and often we're not even aware of what we're saying to ourselves, what we're asking ourselves. And we have what's called primary questions that we often ask. It's like a global question. And it's really interesting when you can work out what your primary question actually is, because your brain is like a savant, obedient child. And you put the word obedient in there. You know, you can have a savant person, but we're not always obedient. However, your brain is really obedient, and it will give you an answer to whatever you ask it. So if you're asking questions like, oh, why am I so stupid? You know, your brain is going to come up with an answer, and it's not going to be very helpful for your mood at the time. So it's really important to be aware of the questions we're asking and to reframe them in a positive way. So instead of that, you know, you might have made a mistake. We all do. We're humans, and we're not perfect this side of heaven. So if we make a mistake, a better question to ask could be, what can I learn from this, and how can I do this differently in future? And your brain will come up with an answer.
Because that's often a default that we go to. We make a mistake and we say, oh, you idiot, what did you do that for? And whether we say it out loud or say it internally, it has power over our life, doesn't it?
It certainly does. It has so much more power than most of us are aware of. Our brain, we can create, I call them like the bars of a prison, but they're made out of shadows. They're not actually real, but we give them life. We give them power when we believe that. And how we construct those prison bars is definitely by the words we speak over ourselves.
Can we break that habit of those things that we say to ourselves? Because it's very easy just to say, oh, you donkey or idiot or whatever word we might say.
Yes, we absolutely can break that habit. And one of the greatest ways I train people to do that is to think of a child. Now, if you're a parent, it's quite easy to relate. But even if you're not, if you can imagine someone around the age of 4 or 5, and you know, maybe they've tripped over, or maybe they've knocked a glass of water over, and they've made a mistake, and they're just an innocent child that didn't mean to do it. You know, it's pretty harsh if all of a sudden you stand up and rant and rave and call them an idiot and, you know, you'll never be good enough. And unfortunately, some of us and some of the listeners may relate to this. That may have actually physically happened to them in their lifetime. And you know how bad that feels and how unjust that is. So I think the way I teach people to retrain themselves is to think of what you're speaking over yourself as like that little child within you. If you're a lady, you know, a young girl around that age, if you're a man, a young boy around that age, and really stop yourself and try and show that compassion, try and show that empathy. We all make mistakes. No one is immune from that. And so to be able to say, hey, you know what? Okay, it was a mistake, but what can we learn from this, and how can we do this better or differently in the future?
It really is trying to switch our mindset to in a more positive direction.
Absolutely.
There are lots of ways that we're going to chat over the coming weeks about the words that we speak into our life and how that impacts on our mental health. And if you've got any questions to ask Simone, text them through 0439 78117. But you've also got a Facebook group, Simone.
Yes, we do. We've got Words of Life Facebook group. So it is actually a group, not a page. So if you have a look in the group, Words of Life, and there's all sorts of great things that we'll put on there to encourage even trademark neuro success tips as to how to rewire your neural programs, etc. So it's a really great way not only to gain information for yourself, but to meet other people and encourage each other as well.
Well, thanks again, Simone, and looking forward to sharing with you each and every week here on Salt 106.5. And I think next time we're talking about scotomas. Am I saying that right?
You're saying that perfectly.
That's next time on Salt 106.5 with Simone Leslie.